Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
So guys, I wanted to take an opportunity today just to recognize one of my really good friends and all the accomplishments that she's made as a single mom. I'm super proud of her that she took a leap of faith and made a move to a completely new city to try to develop a better life for her and her children. And I watch her on an almost daily basis. We talk pretty frequently, several times a week. And I watched her take this leap of faith, establish herself, find a place for her and her children to live, and then try to invest in making sure that they get into good schools. And she does all of this while working as a Lyft driver. And so a lot of times she'll call me and she'll be really tired and she'll be struggling to stay awake. And we talk and we pray together. And despite all of these challenges, she still remains positive. She still keeps pushing. She doesn't make excuses, but she keeps pushing and she's trying to make a good life for her and her kids. And so I just want to applaud not only her, but all the single moms out there who are working, who are often overlooked and unappreciated, and who are making it work and surviving on your own. Whether you're a single mom because you've been widowed, or whether you're a single mom because you had children outside of wedlock, I want you to know that God loves you and He is here for you. And even in those times where you struggle with having enough energy, having enough courage, having enough resources, I just want to encourage you to call out to Him, to cry to God, and know that He hears your prayers. He is here for you, and He is your Father. And I also want to encourage you to seek out other people who might be able to assist you in some of the areas where you might need help, even with your children, whether it's with their academics, things at school, like getting additional tutoring or programs that are available at school, whether it's extracurricular activities. Don't be afraid to seek out the extra assistance or help that you might need to make your burden a little lighter. And also, one thing I want to admonish you about is please, please, please be careful who you allow to supervise and monitor and watch over your children. I can't say enough, just the tragedies. We see them in the news all the time, just the tragedies and sad stories where things happen to children who are left unsupervised, sometimes accidents, gun accidents, falling into water, drowning, getting burned. They're those kind of accidents, but they're also the things that happen when sometimes children are left with people who aren't trustworthy and they don't care for them properly, or they leave them in a hot car, or if worse comes to worse, they take advantage of them and violate their innocence in some way. So I just want to encourage you. I know, you know, although I don't have children, I know at times it has to be difficult. As I said earlier, I see my friend. I see how she presses. I see all the challenges she has as a single mom and being able to find childcare and sometimes people to pick up the children from school, and just the added responsibility that come from having children and being a single mom. I see how she's overstretched sometimes and she gets frustrated, and I try to step in and pray for her. So I just want to encourage you that you are going to make it, that God is here for you, and that even though no one else may tell you this, even today or this week, no one may have ever told you this your whole entire life, I want you to know that God is proud of you, that you are His daughter, created in His image, and that He sees your struggles, He sees your trials, He sees that you're pushing through despite the difficulties that you face. So anytime you are experiencing a challenge, or difficulty, just want to encourage you to cry out to God. Again, cry out to God, call out to Him, seek Him, and the Bible says He will be found. And I also want to share with you one of my favorite scriptures, which is Isaiah 54. And it says, it's Isaiah 54, verse 5. For your Creator will be your husband. The Lord of heaven's armies is His name. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I want to read that again. For your Creator will be your husband. The Lord of heaven's armies is His name. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. That's Isaiah 54:5. So whenever you get discouraged or you get sad or you feel like you are at your wit's end, open up your Bible or crack out your phone and go to your Bible app and read Isaiah 54:5 and be reminded that you have a Father in heaven who loves you, and He will be your husband. He is the Lord of heaven's armies, which means that He is strong enough to take care of, to sustain, and to help see you through any difficulties and challenges that you face. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. He's your Redeemer. So because if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He redeems you from sin. He redeems you from a life of being separated from God, and He redeems you into life everlasting. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly till it overflows. So enjoy the abundant life that is available to you despite your circumstances and despite any challenges that you may face as a single mom. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you that every life has destiny and purpose. I pray now for every single mom who will listen to this podcast, and I pray that you will just send an extra measure of your grace to them, that they will not feel overstretched, overworked, and stressed out, but that they will know that you are with them and that you promise never to leave them nor forsake them. I bless them, I cover them, I bless their children, their resources, their household, and I pray that everyone in their household will come into the saving knowledge of who you are and how you desire to be Jehovah Jireh, their provider in their lives. Comfort and encourage their hearts. I ask now that you will release a spirit of wisdom, that they may know even greater ways to pull on their resources, and to you are the one who gives the power to create wealth. So I ask that you would give them strategies, give them wisdom. I release those to now to them, that they might have strategies and the wisdom to create wealth. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for their destinies. I thank you for their purpose. And I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.